Pitcairn Islanders have lost thousands of dollars in potential revenue from cruise ship visits because of the pandemic. Just 42 people live on the isolated Pacific Island, and tourism had been a growing part of the economy until COVID-19 struck. Many of the islanders are descendants of Fletcher Christian and his mutineers, and they make souvenirs and other things to sell to passengers on board the ships that anchor offshore. But the tiny British territory stopped contact with outsiders in March to keep the coronavirus out. A local resident, Miralda Warren, told Sally Round they were due to have the highest number of visits this year, 21, but only three ships made the trip.
We're very strict. No yachts, no ships are allowed to stop. We've had a few come by, but they haven't been allowed to come ashore, or anyone is allowed to go out in their boats and visit.
How much do you think the economy has suffered as a result of the pandemic?
Quite a bit. I would say each family, because we depend on the cruise ships, and we also depend on the tourists that would come and homestay and stuff like that. So probably an average home would pull in something like between 12 to 20,000 a year, New Zealand dollars, to where, you know, it's almost non-existent anymore. However, our sales of honey has increased online, which has been pretty good. And our company, pipco.pn, we've taken in quite a few orders over the last couple of months. So the honey is still flowing. However, it's terribly, terribly slow, and it's patience to our customers. Some of them are really, really good, and they really appreciate it, but some of them just, I can't say the word over the air.
How are people coping if they're not getting that 20,000 that they're used to getting? Or does it not matter because you're an island and you're pretty self-sufficient?
One of the things is the overseas development funding. For the very, very first time, they've privately helped each individual resident that's here on Pitcairn. We don't get our fingers on the funds, but it goes to our store bill, and it also helps to pay off our medical loan that some of us have got. So each resident here is getting $500 per month.
When did you start getting that?
We started that in September.
Miralda Warren says she feels privileged to live in one of the very few places to be COVID-free.
It feels really, really great to be on a paradise island. And it's quite emotional. It's, you know, we're in isolation anyhow, yet I don't feel isolated. Sometimes I feel sad knowing how many people are dying. I sometimes feel guilty. I'm just living a normal life here on Pitcairn, one that I've known all my life, and others are out there, they're struggling. You know, that makes me really, really sad. But I can still drive or walk around Pitcairn, and I can stop at a bush and pick off a berry or pick off a banana off a tree or mangosteen or pick up taro from the valleys and even go fishing. It's a normal life for me.
That was Pitcairner Miralda Warren speaking to Sally Round.